This is Chris Martin, and me and my buddy Kevin O'Connor, a.k.a. Kevin O. Everything, host an NBA podcast called The Mismatch. They call it The Mismatch because I'm awesome, and Kevin is a gigantic nerd.
No, that's not why at all, Chris. They call it The Mismatch because I have a brain, and you're a loudmouth bozo.
Good grief.
Anyway, listen to our amazing NBA podcast, The Mismatch.
Or don't. We really don't care. We're probably going to win a million awards either way.
Chris, we do care, so don't say that. Please subscribe and listen to The Mismatch only on Spotify.
Did you really call me a bozo?
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and FanDuel is the best place to get in on the action. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Quick Bets, which are back and better than ever for the NBA playoffs on FanDuel. Find what you're looking for faster and easier with more props right at your fingertips. You can check out live bets like three-minute markets and exclusive live bets like quarter player props, player assist combos, and more. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available, and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus, and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
All right, welcome into a special Champions League edition of the Ringer Gambling Show. I'm your host, Steve Cerruti. We're making our maiden voyage here today. We're dipping our toe into the soccer waters for the first time. Super pumped about it. And we got a great matchup between Real Madrid and Liverpool. And I'm equally pumped to be joined by Paul Carr, who's the director of content at True Media, host of the Expected Value podcast. He's a contributor to ESPN, Fox, a bunch of other places. One of the best soccer follows there is on Twitter, at Paul Carr, especially for if you're a U.S. men's national team fan, Premier League fan. If you're looking to get into the Champions League, if you're looking to dip your toe into the betting markets, he's the guy to do it. So I'm fired up to have you here today. Paul, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm excited for this Champions League final too. I always love when matchups of teams from different countries, you know? I mean, like last year was Chelsea-Man City. It's a good game. We saw that game like twice in the previous 2 months or something. So I like having these different matchups. I know we've seen Liverpool, Real Madrid recently, but it's always fun to just get different matchups you don't see red or roll.
I totally agree. I think I feel like, and I'll get your thoughts on this. I feel like the world was rooting for City, Liverpool, part what, 4 or 5. And right. I was the lone guy being like, I'm kind of hoping for Real Madrid here. Like, I like it. I don't want to see a Spurs Liverpool final. I don't want to see an Atletico versus Real Madrid final. I don't want to see a BVB Bayern final. I want to see these countries, even if it's not the best matchup or they're not the two best teams, I want to see that the inter-country situation going on. So we have that here. And as a guy who I was on Real Madrid in both legs against City, it was more fading City than it was belief in Real Madrid. So we'll get to that in just a second, because it does feel like Real Madrid have been smoke and mirrors for a while. But what's your kind of excitement level for this game? Because I think, you know, I think people were expecting City versus Liverpool and they were excited for that. But this Real Madrid team is fun. I'm not sure how good they are. I just feel like they've gotten here with, like, as I said before, with complete smoke and mirrors, but they still have a lot of really great players. I mean, you could argue that Karim Benzema might be the most informed guy in this entire matchup. But what's your first takeaway of just the matchup and kind of how weird it is?
As a numbers guy, you know, all of Liverpool's numbers are better. Like pretty much anything you want to look at, they're better this season. Liverpool is the better team, and that's why they're favored, whether it's any projections you want or the bookmakers or whatever. But yeah, Real Madrid has the magic. I can't explain it. You know, they weren't favored against PSG. They weren't favored against Chelsea. They weren't favored against City. They could have gone out pretty easily in any of those matchups. And yet here they are. So it kind of defies any stats, numbers, trends in that sense. But to me, that makes it fascinating because, Liverpool's better. And everything says Liverpool should win this game. But Real Madrid is Real, and they have this intangible belief and will and determination, especially toward the end of games when they have to get a goal. And to me, that makes this fascinating.
there is a lot of randomness, I think, when it comes to the Champions League, like at any knockout tournament in soccer. Like when I like to clown on Pep Guardiola as much as the next guy for saying that, you know, hey, it's harder to win the league than it is the Champions League, but I actually do think there is some truth to that. Like, it's harder mm-hmm. over the course of, now his team is better than everybody else's team. He has more depth. So like, I don't want to hear that argument from Pep. But I do think, like, over the course of 38 games in the Premier League, like, there's a good chance, like, the best team is going to win. Like, we'll get a Leicester right. here and there every once in a while. But in the Champions League, you know, a team, and you, that's what's so funny about this is, like, Real Madrid have become, you know, 13-time UCL champions. Real Madrid have become, like, the scrappy underdog. So it's like, it's like calling Goliath, like, the underdog in this situation. But they kind of are statistically. And I think even both, like, if I'm going through the rosters, I go, you know, all right, look at Liverpool's defense versus Real's defense. I probably take 4 out of 5, including the goalkeeper from Liverpool. Now, midfield is a different story. I think you probably take almost all of Real Madrid's legendary midfield. But then you go to the attack and you've got, all right, Benzema's at center forward, but I'd probably take Salah and Mane flanking him on both sides. So it's like maybe 4 guys that break through into the Liverpool lineup from Real Madrid. So, like, where are you at on, I guess, like, because the lines here, like, it's somewhat close. I mean, I think you're getting Liverpool at about even money. Real Madrid is at about plus 260. The draw is plus 260. I'm sort of leaning Real Madrid just because I think I'm with you. I think it's a little bit closer than the experts might think. And I'm buying into a little bit of that magic. And I don't necessarily love the price for Liverpool. But where are you at with that?
Yeah, I feel similar. I feel like, on one hand, the price is about right, just because it's almost what it has to be. When Liverpool is, over the stretch of the season, has been clearly the better team. We talked about all the numbers. They're better, you know, on the field. The numbers are better, et cetera. On the other hand, this intangible quality, to me, feels like if you're going to make a bet, the bet needs to be on Real Madrid one way or the other. I think there's a lot of different ways you can go with it. You know, is it a lift the trophy? Is it a, you know, cover the goal line? Is it to win or draw? You know, lots of different options. But I feel like the value is there. It reminds me a little bit of last season when City played Chelsea. Chelsea was like plus 340, I think, to win in regulation. And this is not that extreme a situation, but when you get a price like that, yes, City is better, but it's a single game. It's at a neutral site. As you said, random things can happen. You know, we saw sending offs Liverpool keeper making crazy plays when they played Madrid in the final a few years ago.
Yep.
Salah gets hurt. You know, maybe not random Sergio Ramos, but you know what I'm saying. And
my Liverpool buddies never let us forget that.
Seriously. So yeah, I feel like just if you're trying to handicap this, just given the prices you're going to get on Real Madrid one way or the other, you got to lean that way.
Can you walk me through too? I've seen some people. Are you a big like lift the cup versus just taking the money line guy? Like, could you explain like what's your mindset on that? What do you think is like? Do you think there's more value in one or the other?
I mean, the short answer is it depends. I tend to think in these finals, you can get better value on 90-minute bets just because, like I said, like last year, Chelsea was plus 340. Mm-hmm. And then I forget what they were. There's probably like plus 200 or something to lift the trophy. You're also going to get better prices. So I tend to look that way just because like Real Madrid, I think plus 150-ish to lift the trophy. I've seen like plus 130, plus 135, which is... I wouldn't touch it that low, I don't think. So I think you can tend to find a better value on the 90-minute bets just because you're getting such better prices. And obviously, they have to do it in 90 minutes, but, mm-hmm. but you're getting a much better payout than to lift the trophy there.
It does seem like, too, and it does seem like everybody's hammering the over 2.5. You know, if you've got two sides that you know like to get up and down, like they're going to score. Although, you know, I've heard you mention... on a previous pod that I think was the first match, the first leg against PSG where like Real just completely sat back and were playing like Burnley. And it was very strange and it was very odd. And then the second leg, obviously they ended up coming back and making the full comeback. So I'm a little bit scared. Like, in theory, I like the over 2.5, right? You, especially like Liverpool score first. If Real's going to have to chase the game, it's going to be a little bit more wide open.
Yep.
I think like worst case scenario though, in my head, as we try to look at scenarios of like what could happen in the actual game, I'm going... Is Ancelotti just going to try to sit back, be compact, hit them on the counter, and not try to give up goals? Now, this is a leaky Real team. I think they've given up 1.8 XG expected goals per knockout match, which is high for a team that should be of their caliber. On one hand, I'm like, yeah, 2.5, that's kind of a no-brainer. On the other half, I'm like, are they going to zag and just sit back and try not to get killed by Liverpool and just try to extend this thing as long as possible? And then maybe Benzema or Vinicius can like nip a goal in the 75th plus minute and they can steal this thing 1-0. So I don't know where you stand on that, but that's like the mindset of what I'm going through. I haven't decided exactly where I'm going to lean just yet, but those I think are the two camps of what it could be for the over.
Yeah, I'd say a similar mindset. Yeah, the over seems like the obvious play. And I'm not saying don't play it. The downside is, Real Madrid very happy with a 1-1 game, maybe?
Yep.
Or I would be very curious on the whole, how are both teams going to approach the first 15 minutes, or we'll say? Because Liverpool generally will press pretty hard in those first 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so if Real Madrid holds, are they going to just kind of, is it going to be like that PSG two-leg series, but over one game? Like, is Madrid just going to shut up shop in the first half and hope to get their nil-nil? And like you said, nick a goal late or something along those lines? I'm not sure. So I'll be very curious to see how open Real Madrid is, how they handle the Liverpool pressure in the first half, how long Liverpool can keep it up early. Because we saw like in the FA Cup final, how they really pressed Chelsea well in the first half hour or so and just kind of looked dead for the last 60 minutes and extra time. So those are the kind of things I'm going to be watching. How long can Liverpool keep up pressure? How Real Madrid is going to handle it? When will they start opening up and embracing the craziness that they seem to inflict on everybody?
And the other thing, too, that we haven't even mentioned yet is, you know, Liverpool, they're going to have what is basically their top lineup. But they've got some guys that are nicked up. I mean,
yeah.
Thiago is probably definitely questionable for the game. We'll see if he actually ends up playing. It does seem like Fabinho is going to play. Van Dijk looks like he'll play. Salah will play. But there are guys that certainly have seen their fair share of miles. That they've got a lot of miles over the last couple of years, too, of being in so many different competitions and going so far in competitions. And also guys that are coming back from injury right now, whereas Real have basically locked up La Liga for a while. They've been able to kind of coast to this. Then they had the party, but they had some time off and they're ready to go. I think Alaba might be a little bit nicked up. He might be in the Van Dijk situation, but he should be fine for game time. Mm-hmm. So does that cross your mind at all? I know like Liverpool, it does seem like Klopp has, and I've always said this, and I'm an Everton fan, so like I'm about as least biased in this as you can be. I think Klopp is the best manager in the world. And I think his system, like the way that he can just implement guys in there and they just kind of keep rolling. You've seen that with Luis Diaz. Yeah. You've seen that with different signs they've had over the last couple of years. So I almost wonder, does it matter because some of their top guys might be dinged up, or does it not matter because Klopp is just, he's Klopp and he probably has the best system in the world?
I think it's something. I mean, those three games they played in the last week, like I mentioned, the FA Cup, they just looked gassed. The midweek game against Southampton, you know, they pulled out the win, but looked gassed. And
what did it take out of them? Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday against Wolves, you know, they didn't look gassed too much, a little sloppy on defense, but they ended up getting the goals that they needed. That results obviously didn't go their way in the City game. But I do think that's something, especially if, you know, we'll get to that second half, those last 15, 20 minutes when Real Madrid has been so good in all these knockout games. I think that's a thing that the health is a little bit of a question, especially Thiago's, I think, the most important guy to me because all their numbers are down when he's not on the field this season. And if he's not there, they lose some of that control in the midfield that Real Madrid would be happy to, you know, Casemiro just be Casemiro wrecking ball and clear space for everyone else to ping passes forward to people. So I think the injury is going to be something, whether it's, you know, a guy's dead after 60 minutes, whether it's whatever it might be. I think it's a little bit of something to factor in here.
Yeah. Before we get to some of your best bets and we kind of close this thing out, I want to throw something at you that I've been kind of kicking around in the game log machine. Mm-hmm. Liverpool, as you mentioned, they come out early. They like to score early, and vice versa. Real have been, they've been leaky early. Like they've given up goals early and they've been kind of rough and they've had to come back. I'm wondering, Paul, like, can I get the sign up? Can I get the Paul Cowher sign up on this? Liverpool to score first, -155, and then Real Madrid to come from behind and win is +1360. Where are we at? Ooh. How are we feeling? We feeling lucky?
I mean, it's a very reasonable scenario to play out. Will Real get two goals after they give? That's really the question. You know, how much? And that's what I'd be curious to see. Like, so let's say Liverpool scores first. Say it's 1-0 half. Real gets one middle of the second half. Are they going to keep pressing? I don't know the answer. That's kind of the big question mark to me. Will they be fine going to extra time? Will they try to create the chaos that they're so good at and try to get that goal? To me, I think I would kind of think they should, just because they get that goal, Liverpool's probably on their heels and Real Madrid just thrives in those chaotic situations.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's, if you're picking, you know, some sort of scenario like that, like trying to nail exactly how the game's going to play out, I don't think that's a bad play.
Yeah, that's the one we've seen. I mean, it's basically happened, what, four straight, I guess, not necessarily the Chelsea one, but at least versus PSG and City, they've had to come from behind and come back. Can they make it a third time in the final? We'll have to see. If that ends up being the case, they will probably be one of the, they'll be the team of destiny for sure. I mean, Real of our, I mean, they're already kind of the team of destiny. I mean, this will be their 14th title if they end up winning it. They are sort of like the Champions League team. But if they end up doing that, then nobody has bigger championship DNA than they do. I want to ask you about a couple of anytime goal scorers. Do you think, I mean, I think the two guys obviously at the top are Salah and Benzema.
Yep.
Um, But I do think like Benzema is two goals shy, I believe, of the Champions League record. He's got 15 now. Ronaldo's at 17 for one Champions League cycle. Benzema, to me, is the most dangerous guy in this game, even more than Salah, even though Salah is probably a better player overall. Have you dipped your toe into any of the anytime goal scorer market at all, or the first goal scorer market, or do you just kind of stay away from that stuff?
Yeah, I haven't made any yet. Benzema, check the prices on him. Like, I've seen very different prices. The books I typically use are on plus 105, plus 110, which is right on that border where I'm interested in playing it. But I've seen some places, you know, buddy was telling me it was like plus 150.
FanDuel has plus 150 right now.
If I can get a number like that, I like that quite a bit for Benzema. I mean, again, that's a 90-minute bet, but I think he scored in half of his Champions League knockout games in regulation, plus a couple more. You know, he takes penalties, which is a big thing when you're just trying to get a goal, regardless of how it happens. So, yeah, so if you can get a plus 150 typer on Benzema, I would definitely jump on that. The other one that kind of intrigues me is Rodrigo. Around plus 400 is a price thing. Now, he's probably not going to start, which I think is a good thing for this bet, in the sense that he can come off the bench like he did against City, and he's going to get 20, 30 minutes. We're talking about Liverpool, you know, being more likely to score first. Maybe they're going to be desperate for a goal, but you can throw him on against a tired Liverpool defense for those 20 or 30 minutes, getting plus 400 or so. I kind of like that play.
Yeah, he's been that sort of super sub. We saw it against City coming off the bench. He's certainly an X factor, because it does look like they'll probably start four midfielders like they usually do, and they'll go Vinicius and Benzema up top. What are any other kind of like long shot bets that you're kind of looking at that you like, or what are, or we can get straight to the best bets, but I don't know if there are any like long shot flyers that you've taken too.
No, not in particular. There's one Rodrigo thing. I think that plus 400 was kind of the closest thing to a long shot that's pretty interesting to me, just because, like I said, tired legs for everyone else, fresh legs for him. We've seen what can happen. I can think that's a real possibility given how the game might play out.
Yeah. And then I also saw, this is the interesting one to me. You really like the second half. Overscoring in the second half, would be correct?
I do. It's a bit of it's not just a traditional bet, but I like, more goals in the second half. Highest scoring second half. Our highest scoring half is the second half. At even money is the price that I got it at. I mean, it's just as simple as look at the knockout games. I think between the 12 knockout games both these teams have played, 10 of them have had more goals in the second half. And, you know, it's not like by one or two, it's just by lots. I mean, I've said it a couple times already, but the chaos that Real Madrid will invoke in the second half when they need a goal or are pressing for a goal is just going to lead to more goals. So it's not a super complicated bet, other than, you know, teams are going to push. I think the first half could look like a KG final as Real Madrid tries to withstand that initial Liverpool onslaught. And the second half could open up as both teams get tired and the chaos reigns.
So it sounds like we're both leaning Real Madrid on this one, likely money line or to lift the cup. Do I get a score prediction from you, I guess, before we bounce? What are we thinking?
I do like Real Madrid. I played them on the goal line at minus 125. I struggle a lot. Like, I think you could justify just about any Madrid play, whether it's, you know, to win or even to draw in the 90 minutes. Lift the trophy, I think I would need at least plus 150 to play that on the Real Madrid side. I kind of lean in for a 1-1 game in regulation. Extra time,
total wild card
after that. But yeah, I mean, I like a 2-1 kind of score. I could really see it going either way, but I like the playing of Real Madrid for the 90-minute bet for me.
Yeah, I think Real would definitely snatch your hand off if they can get it to 1-1 and get it to extra time. And then anything can kind of happen from there. They'll take the Ancelotti magic and do it what they may.
Yep.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you. Thanks so much for hopping on again. He is, you can check him out, True Media, ESPN, and make sure you follow him at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R, on Twitter for any big U.S. Men's Master Team stuff, Champions League stuff, all of the above. It even gets into some other sports too. So Paul, can't thank you enough, and hope we do this again soon.
You bet, Steve. That was fun.
And that's Talking Soccer here on the Ringer Gambling Show. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again to our guest, Paul Carr. Shouts out to Stefan Anderson for producing this podcast. JJ and House will be back on Friday, breaking down a couple of the NBA matchups. We might even have a champion in the Western Conference. So look out for that. And until next time, talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.